The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well, welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Haas of Remax Metro Eastside.
And I am Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And we're once again trying to figure out Eric's Twitter.
Every Tuesday, we'll be talking about how to work my Twitter.
Until you finally
figure it out. We'll get it down here eventually. I know, right? We're listening to this jumpy music as we're coming into this thing, and I'm like, whoa.
How do I retweet?
Yeah, I'll get there. I'm not a millennial. What can I say?
You don't have to be a millennial to know how to figure it out. I am not even close to being a millennial. I could have birthed a millennial, and I know how to figure it out.
I've made tremendous progress in the last 2 weeks.
I'll give you that. Yeah. I will definitely give you that. But we still need to have that coaching sit down that we had. Because I know called you from Best Buy earlier today, you were freaking out when I was talking about doing these bomb videos. And you were like, oh, my God. Like, what? So we're going to do more of those later today. We can talk about that kind of technology on another show. But today, we were talking about different things.
Right.
Different things than that.
Right.
And not your Twitter. However, if you do want to track us on Twitter, at Team Reba.
Right. Or at Eric is my banker.
Excellent. We finally
that's
have
Eric
that together.
That's Eric with a C.
Eric with a C, yes. Yeah. Because that's apparently the Norwegian
version. No, that'd actually be the Swedish version.
Oh, the Swedish.
But we don't like to talk about that. You know, everybody's got a side to their family they'd rather not mention.
And yours is you.
Mine happens to be Swedish.
Okay. Meatball, yes, there you go. He is a Swedish meatball, isn't he?
Yeah. But I have to say, if I go into IKEA, I feel right at home.
I bet you do. Well, so do I, but that's because I do staging.
Swedish meatballs and all of that.
I just go and look at all the vignettes and be like, that's what the houses I sell look like.
No, I look at the names of the furniture and it's like, I know what that means.
So I look at it and think that they've just kind of bastardized an English word. So if that's actually how it's supposed to be.
No, those are legit words. They're all good.
Okay. Because sometimes it looks like someone just took an English word and threw in a couple of K's or a funky little double dot thing. And it's really? Yeah. Is that really the thing?
No, that's a real American version
of...
Yeah, their alphabet has a few more letters than our alphabet has.
How many does it have?
29.
29? Okay.
Yeah. Don't quote me. Anybody, if I'm wrong on that, call me up, correct
Tweet
me.
Tweet them.
That's right. This is a live call-in show. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. And love your feedback. Just don't swear at me in Swedish because I'll know what you're saying.
Okay. I guess they can do it to me and I'll have no clue. I'll just have to show it to you and say, please translate.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, speaking of translating.
Yeah.
One of the things that you and I will be doing not too far from now is translating the lending and real estate world.
That's right.
People.
Shepherding that whole, rough valley of rules and regulations and perils and risks and all
valley.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah, make it sound like we're going on a tour of the
finance.
Hobbit.
Sometimes it feels that way.
We're going to do our own trilogy of some sort. We're going to come up with a quest.
Yeah,
we're on a real estate quest.
The beasts were the afraid of the most. They happen to be the roving packs of trids.
Oh my gosh, the appraisers.
Yeah,
showering down requirements.
That's right.
I actually have stuff like that coming up now.
Right. So underwriters.
Yes, exactly.
All of that.
Other agents looming large, throwing rocks during a big multiple offer situation. But anyway, where I was going with
attorneys,
that, thanks for taking us off a total side bend. But so we're going to be teaching a class.
Yes, coming up February 6th in Seattle on East Lake Avenue at the Remax Metro office.
Correct. It's actually, specifically, it's 2312
East Lake Avenue East. Now, this is a special class, and it's going to be limited availability.
Not like the enhanced child.
That's right.
It's just a special class.
This is not, you do not have to arrive to this class in the short bus, okay? Anybody's
that
welcome.
That wasn't what I meant, but okay.
It's good for first-time buyers if you've never bought a home or if you're, it's been a while since you've kind of jumped into the market. This would be a really good class to learn what's going on right now.
Yeah, if the last house you bought was in 2003 to 2006, you have no clue what lending's going to look like.
It's completely, completely different now.
Yeah, yeah. So. I'm actually in a transaction right now where the agent, I'm the listing agent, and on the other side of the transaction is a guy who was in the business when it was, you know, fat and happy, and anyone who could breathe, you know, could get a loan.
And you're approved.
And yeah, so his clients are having trouble, and he's, you know, lamenting to me about this whole, oh gosh, why is it so hard? And I went, well, remember that period of time that you got out of the industry because you couldn't afford to stay in? You know, like I didn't actually say those words, but in my mind, I'm thinking it while I'm like, well, you know, during the time you took your break, there were some significant changes.
Yeah.
And here's kind of what you need. And, you know, some of the stuff that was showing up.
Yeah.
Things like, deposits. Large deposits that needed to be explained.
Sure.
And it was just ridiculous. So, you know, in our class on February 6th, we're going to be talking about
how to sort that
like
out.
This,
that's right.
You know, like how not to set yourself up for failure, but to set yourself up for success.
Yes.
And learn about the special programs that are there. That's why it's a special class, because if you come to this class, you qualify for things like potential, you know, there's lots of different rules. I know you know this, and you're going to tell people, but it gives you that 2-year certificate that if you qualify for some of those special programs.
That's right. You've got that taken care of. It's done. But more important than that, you know, the certificate's great, and it entitles you to access to some of those special programs. But we want to make sure that the folks coming out of that class learn something and that they're going to be a better, more savvy home buyer or home financer.
Yeah.
And not only do they get
information about the lending and the real estate side of things, but the things that we talk about with credit,
yep,
those are all things that apply across the whole sphere of your life, right?
You know, absolutely.
Because everything so much nowadays is tied to credit reporting and credit scoring and, you know, what have you. I mean, there's, look at how many, you know, ads there are on TV. You can't watch a period of television without seeing something coming across about one of those kinds of companies, right?
And I always love it when we're talking about a topic in a class and all of a sudden all the notepads, you know, they go to a fresh page or scribbling down notes. It's like, wait, what was that? You know?
Yeah.
You know, and there's
times. You see the light bulbs go off.
Right. I was meeting with a first-time home buyer the other day and his parents, and we're talking about credit. This kid, great kid, just graduated from college, has no credit at all. First thing I say, I tell the parent, I go, get this kid paying rent to you. Let's establish a rent history. Of course, the dad's high-fiving me like, yeah, you know, I need that. and then the next thing I say is is open up some credit card accounts. And then the parents look at me like, wait, what?
But it's important.
Let's start establishing that credit history. But then we talk about how to use those credit cards. You know, don't run up a big balance. Use it every month, but make small payments. Keep the balance low. And voila, about 6 months from now, you're going to have a good credit score established.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, we're going to have that class.
Yep.
Other things that we're doing that are special that are coming up.
Yeah, January 30th.
Yeah. Where are you going to be?
The boat show.
Yeah, we're going to be at the boat show down at CenturyLink
at the convention center there.
Absolutely.
And
we're going to be on from, we're going to be at a different time.
Right, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. to 11. And then we're going to be cruising around the boat show a little bit.
Ah, you said cruising.
Is that a joke?
That's a boat analogy.
Well, yeah. Duh.
We'll be cruising our boat. Yeah, we'll be floating around the convention center.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, when you start talking about a subject, it tends to bring the kind of words
that fit
with the topic.
That's right. Hopefully they'll have some wine tasting there. By the end, we'll be listing to the starboard.
Yeah, and then we can go out and do a jig for some squid.
That's right.
God. So, but speaking of that, you and I are going to have to decide whether or not those tickets, because we have tickets for ourselves.
We do have tickets.
We have to decide whether or not
we're going
to
give some away.
Maybe one or two.
A good thought. Absolutely.
Two, I don't know. It's up to you.
If anybody needs
tickets. I think you were going to give them away to all your family, weren't you?
Huh?
Did I just like totally take away your...
No, we can't do that.
Is Lance out there somewhere
some
going, come on, bring me one
here
of those tickets, bro.
Tickets cannot be given to friends or family of KKOL 1300 or something like that.
Yeah. So, you're out of luck, Lance.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Wait, no. My husband's going. That can't be true.
Oh, boy. Well, we're in trouble.
We'll figure it out.
We're in trouble.
Only employees. Got it. Okay.
Oh, only employees. All right, he's not an employee. KKOL. So, yeah, got okay. It. We're fine then. We're
got
good.
It. Got it.
Good,
okay.
Good. Yeah.
All right. So, do we want to potentially do that on a future show?
How about
how
about right now?
We
Let's
can do
say
it now.
First caller in at 866-712-1300. We'll have two tickets to the boat show for you.
Okay. Sweet. Yep. We can make that happen.
Yeah. But you have promised to talk to us on the air.
I love that even better.
Yeah.
Yes. There is a tie-in with those tickets. Yes,
comes
absolutely.
With strings attached.
It does.
Come on, I'm in lending. We're, you know, we got to have conditions.
You got all kinds of conditions.
That. That's right.
Like nobody's business. Well, you know, that is going to be part of what today's show is about. Mm-hmm. Not the lending conditions.
No.
The conditions of the contracts
yes.
within Washington.
Yes.
Right? You know, because you and I were talking earlier, and I was talking about just this last week, the large number of issues around inspections,
yes.
re-inspections, pre-inspections, possession periods, and what happens when stuff comes up with that. I mean, just a full litany of potential chaos
right.
that can come up, right?
Especially in an overheated market.
Yeah. Some of these, yeah.
Yeah,
pre-inspections maybe in particular, but some of the mm-hmm. stuff about possession, hasn't even necessarily been so much about it being a heated market. It could be in any kind of market because sometimes people need to close on their house before they can get in the next one, right? So sometimes there's still that possession period.
Let's talk about that because when you're saying possession, you're not talking about, you know, being, you know, needing an exorcism or something like that. You're talking about when do I
you
get
know,
the
hillbilly
keys?
Hillbilly of Normandy Park.
Right, right. Yeah. That's a whole other story.
That's
yeah.
A totally different
now, this
story.
Is, we've closed. When do I get my keys and when can I move mm-hmm. in?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to give some real world examples of that type of thing that's come up and when maybe those have gone smoothly, some where they maybe have not gone so smoothly,
mm-hmm.
things that maybe the listeners need to be aware of if they get in this kind of situation. Because even if you're not looking at buying or selling a house today, you might know somebody who's going through this. Now, granted, we always have to put the caveat, I am not an attorney.
Right.
Right. We're not CPAs. We're not attorneys. We're not licensed in these other fields, but we run into these situations. And so we'll be talking about.
That's right. The advice you receive today is worth exactly what you're paying for it. How's that?
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk about it more
when we come back. All right. Stay tuned on KKOL 1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.